Wendy, you know who's here? You know how every once in a while we'll say things are going good, but they'd be even better if Louis Anderson were here. Louis Anderson's here.
He's What's up, dog?
Hi, Louis. How are you? Appearing at the Chicago Improv in Schaumburg tonight through Sunday. It says
on
the sheet. Yeah.
Were you the inspiration for the Kingsmen singing that song?
I hope not. It's the worst song.
Oh, I love it.
But when you have the name of somebody in a song, somebody will come up to you and just start singing your name.
They'll play it every time I do a radio show. Oh, did you play it?
No, we did not.
No, I didn't think
what song
No, we
do
played
you...
Wendy by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And Billy, Don't Be a Hero, just to make it worse.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
What song from here on in when we have you as a guest, what song would you like them to play?
I'm almost... Hello.
You want Adele?
No, I just thought... I'm just trying to be current. I like to be relevant.
This will bring the kids in.
It's hard to be current with music sometimes, though, isn't it? If it wasn't for SNL, I wouldn't know who some of these new people were.
I wouldn't either. If I hadn't... Yeah, I met many of the bands and music I like from life.
Yeah.
When you get older, all the words aren't available. available. Oh, no, wouldn't you need to get that in a spelling bee? Ooh. From doing shows and stuff.
Sure,
I go,
of course.
Oh, they're good. Like people will say to me, you know, I just downloaded this new song, and I'll think, oh, who has time for that?
I know. It takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
Have you opened for some of the bands that you idolized?
Let's see. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, not idolized, but yeah, some of the R&B, like the Four Tops.
Oh, nice.
The Temptations, Natalie Cole.
Awesome.
You know, one of my... Midnight Train. What's her name? Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
No
sure.
Pips.
Pip
no, the
free.
Pips were there. No, I think the Pips were there. At least one Pip was there.
You got to have one Pip, don't you, Louie? They
pip
always
or
say
two Pips. And Smokey Robinson, Pointer Sisters. I opened for everybody. I really was lucky. Ray Charles.
Oh.
So I opened for a lot of wonderful people that I got to sit back and go, oh, my God, I'm so lucky.
Isn't that nice to work with those people?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear
job.
The matching outfits when you did the Four
Only
Tops?
Only with the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, the Pointer Sisters.
Yes, they made you wear.
Only with them. And they used to make them send three limos for them.
Is that right? They each got a limo?
Things. Yeah, I don't think they were family.
Getting along? Oh, no.
No, they were. I mean, but I think they all got their own limo.
Yeah. What if it was...
Why do we need one? We should get three.
Everyone should have their own limo.
Yeah.
Would a show work if it was just the Pips? If Gladys Knight said, I'm done with show business, Pips, you're on your own. Would that have been a good...
At Sullivan's on 7th. That would work. Pips. Tonight, the Pips.
Who? Just the Pips.
Who are these guys?
Can I ask you, you did a show... There was a time on television where there were no shows at all where celebrities would dive into swimming pools, and then they decided we should have shows.
I think
with celebrities that dive into swimming pools.
Yeah.
What was that like when you got a call that said, Louis, we want you to be on our show with celebrities diving into swimming pools?
Here's how it happened. My manager was visiting to see if I was, you know, alive, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd show up occasionally. Sign these things. What? And he said, I want you to watch this video. And he showed me the origin of the show, which was Danish, which was a Netherlands show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the show. And they happened to have a big guy like me on it, who I think might have won it there. But that was the guy, that's where it was invented.
Yeah.
And they said, ABC's doing it, and they want you to do it. And I said, I'll do it. Because I was sitting on the couch.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I could get off the couch. And I only learned how to swim when I was 55.
Seriously?
Yeah. A woman who used to swim in the place where I lived, there was a pool, indoor pool. So I would go and work out in the water. And I didn't know how to swim, but she would swim an hour every day or 3 days a week. And she was 76. And so I said, well, she could swim. So I watched her and I learned how to swim.
Can I ask you, Ava? I've always wondered this, Louis. My mom went her whole life without knowing how to swim.
Yeah,
and
now,
my mom too.
Yours the same. You didn't learn until you were 55 years old. Once you learned how to swim, didn't you say to yourself, I could have been swimming my whole life. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not that fun, really, either. I like laying on a raft or doing handstands.
I agree with you. I think I would have not turned into as fat a kid as I was. I think I would have had a place to do exercise that I enjoyed, because I can swim for an hour. I can swim laps for an hour.
Yeah.
Really?
So that's the exercise I get, thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And easy, I'm weightless. On your joints.
I'm weightless in the water.
So what was it as a kid when other kids were learning to swim? Were you just, were you, you
no,
weren't afraid of the water?
No, my mom didn't want us by the, she said, I don't want you to drown.
That was too dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a kid drowned in a lake by us, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And also, being a fat kid, you never wanted to take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
So I would always swim with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, look, and that became popular because those rash guard shirts that, you know, people.
Well, mine was just a pennies.
So that still counts. That's still a shirt.
And it wasn't quick dry, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't. It was, and believe it or not, it got bigger after I swam in it.
Stretches out.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson's here. He's appearing at the Improv, the Chicago Improv, tonight through Sunday, doing stand-up. No, no diving at all in this show.
Well, it's you never know.
There might be some diving.
I might dive into the front if things aren't going well.
Some crowd diving?
Yeah, why not?
People love crowd diving.
Shock people, wouldn't it?
All right.
There's a mosh pit here?
Yeah, when did that happen?
I don't know.
All right, a quick break and then more with our friend Louis Anderson. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Louis Anderson. There's your new theme song. It's me.
Do you have any pizza? Is there anything hot in the oven? Could I get something to eat? Hello? Could you bring me up some pie?
A baked goods, back to the bakeries.
You close with that song, you can't miss. That's a guaranteed winner at the end there. Louis Anderson.
Never listen to anybody when they tell you something like that.
Especially Bill.
You know that, Bill. You know that. It's a kiss of death.
No, it's Sullivan.
And then he does that hello song. And I said, let's get out of here.
The whole show
was
good.
What was that all about?
And then
up till then, no.
Appearing at the Chicago Improv tonight. That's in Schaumburg. Tonight through Sunday, chicago.improv.com. Or your own website, louisanderson.com, will also work.
That would be nice.
I know you just put in a decade of service there in Las Vegas. Are you going to keep doing Las Vegas, or are you
done? I'm done with the daily, you know, like the resident show.
Yeah?
Not doing that again. Not there.
How come? What happened?
I just, 10 years.
Yeah? It's a long time.
10 years. And now, you know, it's all changed. Everything's changed. You know, the whole...
Las Vegas has?
Yeah, there's 25 comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'm all for it, you know.
Yeah.
And I have my fans. I'm not worried about that. I just said, I'm done with that. You know, you get to a certain point in your life and you go, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time. And now I'm doing a few clubs is all I do.
That's it.
And this is one of them. Good
choice.
Because I love it here and I'm friends with the...
With Tony.
Mm-hmm. Tony's a great guy. And
Tony B and his niece, Stephanie. Do you know Stephanie?
I don't know Stephanie.
She is your niece, isn't she, Tony?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
And she's doing a good job over there. So, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a really fun. It's a family type. You feel...
I brought my family to see you last time.
Yeah,
you were
did
time.
You?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Well, I'm good at stand-up.
You are like good at stand-up.
If I had to do something else, like if somebody said, Louis, we're going to redo the living room in the place there. Can you help us out?
Yeah.
No.
No, nothing.
I could. I can hold the door while you bring this stuff in.
That's something?
Right? That's a good thing.
Can I pay you a huge compliment? Back when I did stand-up, I was working in Omaha, Nebraska one week, and I didn't know any of the comics, but they invited me on a Saturday to come to their house, and then we were all going to play softball. Before we played softball, now keep in mind, at the time, Andrew Dice Clay was the hottest stand-up comic there was, and all those guys idolized him, but I did not.
Yeah.
Your special was on HBO. One of your specials was on HBO, and five of us sat and watched it, and they loved it. They loved every minute of it. I had already seen it, but I watched it again. And when it was over, I said, that's what stand-up comedy is. I know you guys think that Andrew Dice Clay, because he was the flavor of the day at the time, is stand-up comedy, but that's what stand-up comedy is. Louis Anderson does it right.
That's so sweet of you. Well, it's one of the gifts that I was given, so.
Yeah.
It was really, it's really a great, you can't explain it, you do it because you're sick with it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still working, because I don't know what I would do. I would get fatter. I would get fatter. I'm just being honest. Like, at least
you're
I'm going
swimming
out.
Now.
I'm swimming. I'd be swimming in pudding then. If I wasn't. Huh? I hear there's more resistance.
Isn't that what heaven will be like, though? Yeah. You can swim in pudding in heaven.
I'm hoping that it'll be, I'll be much thinner. I'm hoping that God would be smart enough to go, hey, you did good. You're in heaven. Look how thin you are. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you.
Yeah, you but know, you can get what you want to eat all the time in heaven. That's yes, what I think
about.
Yes, but
I want to be thin. I don't want to be the fat guy in heaven. Hey, there's Louie. Hey, get, stay off my cloud. Stop laying on my cloud, Louie. Stay out of my fridge. You got your own.
Can you remember when you were a kid and you figured out the formula of me say stuff, people laugh at stuff, everything's good? Can you remember
yes,
that?
Yeah. So bullies wouldn't pick on me. I would write jokes for them.
Really?
About the kids they were with. Yeah. And they would do it under my breath. You know, his mom's ugly, isn't she? And then the kid would go, hey, your mom's ugly. And he'd get a laugh and he'd go, thank you. Then he would not punch both arms.
Just limit it to the one arm?
I never did a mom's ugly thing, though, because that's not the kind of person I was. But
can I also take a guess at something? I want to take a quick guess.
Shouldn't you be on a show on Sunday night on the, you know, like on the... What would be the thing, like the Explorer Network?
Yes.
Here we are. Can I ask you a question? You're up here in Alaska. You're freezing to death. Why? Move south. Just get out of here.
I would take that show. I'd be on that show.
You'd be great on that
show. I'm going to guess that there's some influence from Jonathan Winters into
Big,
you.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Yeah. All the character stuff. Definitely. I used to watch his show where he'd go up in the attic and put all the hats and stuff on.
Hysterical.
He was Jonathan Winters, Johnny Carson, Bob Hope, Richard Pryor, Jackie Vernon.
All the greats.
Those were Jack Benny.
Yeah.
Those are Jack Benny for my pauses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the looks. God, I loved
it. Yeah, the looks too.
You could do more
with the looks are my mom's.
Oh, really?
Mm. Oh, moms have that look because I'm a mom. I have that look now. I never had it when I was younger.
Yeah, you don't have it until you're a mom.
I don't want it.
You have
it. I want to give it back.
You can't give it back. What would you do? Your kids would go, we don't know what she means. Mom, is it good? Mm-hmm. Moms have control. They can control you from 300 yards. Mm-hmm. Oh. Nobody can see this.
Yeah, but they know the mom face. They've seen it.
Yeah, everybody has. Everybody's been disapproved by their mom.
Right, right.
Even Bush is sitting there, and Barbara comes in. Oh, George. Started that war, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You nut, huh? You always wanted trouble, George. Why don't you be like Jeb? He's a zoom. Don't you think Barbara Bush? She
always.
Me and my mom.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Barbara Bush scolded me once. So.
She did?
She did. I did a show welcoming home the troops from the first Desert Storm.
Yeah.
They had a big gala on TV.
Yeah.
Andy Griffith was on it. John Boy Walton.
Richard,
singers.
Yeah.
Richard Thomas.
Yes.
Or Moleface, as some people call him.
Oh, nice. Moleface! I wrote that.
It was a birthmark.
Bully. I wrote that for the bully. Just call him Moley.
I guess I was a bully.
Hey, bully? Yes, you were a bully, I guess. Yep. Everyone knows it's a bully.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm on there, and it was really fascinating, and it was welcoming home the troops.
Yeah.
So I was going to do some time. I was approved, and I go up. I started. I walked up to the microphone, and I go, first of all, I'd like to welcome home all the Vietnam vets.
Nice.
Which was not on the script.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
And when Barbara came up with George, she did this look.
Yep. I'm disappointed in you, that
Didn't
look.
Didn't shake my hand.
Really?
Oh.
It was okay, though, because vets still come up to me saying that they appreciate
that. Meant
that.
A lot to them. Absolutely. You know, go see Louie Anderson, everybody.
Please,
you need
it.
To see
come
Louie.
Tonight.
He doesn't do
I'm
a lot of these club
tonight,
dates. Tonight
think?
He's funny.
I'm funny tonight.
He closes
tomorrow,
with the Adele song.
A little less funny, but funny. Right? Saturday, always.
That's
you know,
a killer
funny.
Night.
We'll be sold. You probably can't even get a ticket
nope.
for that.
Nope.
Sunday, the funniest night.
That's a good night, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm done.
Yep. Well,
I'm going, this is going to be easy because I'm done.
Go see Louie. Chicago Improv in Schaumburg.
I will give you so many disapproving looks.
You will do that to
I'm
the
gonna
show?
I'm going to do a whole thing on my mom because the cranberries, the Thanksgiving, the whole thing.
Yep, it's all there.
The sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Yep, it'll all be
somebody
there.
The sweet potatoes! Get them! They're on the bottom shelf!
Because
you forget
them. Mom,
we're eating dessert.
Yep.
Put some on the side of your plate. That's what
it happens every year.
I love
Chicagoimprov.com. That's
love
where
you.
Louis Anderson is. Thank you, Louis. Have a great
Thank
holiday.
You so much.